Last night, real good game, knock off Southwest Livingston over at Norbert by a score of 60-57. They say played before a packed gym, and again, Oryk wins the district championship. And Matt, hey, appreciate you hanging on the line. And talk about the difference. Last year, I know your record, you guys didn't win that many games. Now you turn around this year and win a district championship. Talk about the difference in the two seasons.
Maturity. We just got better. I mean, that's one thing. Last year we were playing, sophomores, a freshman. We had a junior that didn't start playing a lot until about the middle of the season. And, we just kind of had to find our way. We started to find our way, won our first district game in 10 years last year before we ran into Winston in the semifinals. And early this season, we were still trying to find our way. We were 2-4 at one point, and we were down 21 in the second quarter to Lexington on the road when we were 2-4, and then we came back and won that game. And we've just been a completely different team since then. I think a lot of it just has to do with kids buying in, kids being older, a little more mature, and just believing in what they're doing, and obviously starting to see a few more results, and building a little bit more confidence.
Coach, this is Coach Zoll. You say maturity, I say coaching. But anyway, you were a young team last year. You guys were not a bad team last year. You were in a conference that had about three, very good teams, and it was a deep conference. And you have a group of kids. A lot of them have played. They played a lot, but they come in the summer. They work in the summer. Led by Dylan Comstock. I know he's a tremendous worker in the weight room and on his game. Talk a little bit about the off season. It's not just maturity, because kids get older. Sometimes they don't get better. Right. Talk about what those guys have done in the off season and some of the things you've done to allow them to be successful building in the off season.
Well, we get stretched pretty thin in the off season. We have a great coaching staff as far as from every sport, from Coach Herzog, our football coach, to Coach Pierce, who's the assistant for both sports, Coach McGill, and our girls coach. We coordinate really well so that we always have opportunities for kids to get better, and that we're not making kids pick and choose. The weight room has been something that's been very, very important to us. Getting stronger, becoming more athletic, going right from the weight room to shooting or to whatever drill they have to do for football. The kids are committing to it. And then, I think the biggest thing that we've done is we're not playing as many games in the summer. We're doing a lot more individual improvement and a lot more skill work. And then we get our shootouts and we get our games and we do stuff like that. But just putting in the time, how it goes. You just got to put the time in and put the work in, and the kids have done that. And we had a decent summer as far as wins and losses and all that stuff goes. But I think it's just ultimately coming down to the individual work, becoming better basketball players, and getting people on the same page. But I got to go with our coaching staff. From top to bottom in every single sport, works together to make sure kids have the most opportunities to improve, and that we don't fight each other. It's just really great that we make sure that every sport is trying to improve.
Matt, let's talk about the game last night. What a game against Southwest Livingston. You open up the tournament, you beat Bramer, you hold them to 32 points, and you hold a good tiny Avalon team to 28. Last night, what a shootout. You beat Southwest Livingston 60-57. Talk about that game.
I could go on for a while about that one last night. First of all, Mac Anderson is a fantastic basketball player. We had double teams on him quite a bit, and he still found ways to score. I mean, obviously, he led all scores with 29. just an emotional game. You know, I don't really feel like there are any big runs. Like maybe there was a couple 7-0 runs there, but it seemed like we were just trading punches all night. And I think the biggest difference in the game was we were more balanced as far as our scoring goes. We had more guys. We had one guy, Comps Dillon had 19, Ethan Wilson had 15, and then I think Xander Stevenson had 8, Blake McAfee had 7. I think we had one more who had 8 points. I mean, we just were so balanced that I think it created more openings and more opportunities for us to score, and we just were able to outlast them. I mean, it's just in games like that where you win by one possession, you outlast to the team and maybe just have one or two more things go your way.
Coach, this district was played early. District final was played early. You played on a Thursday night, so your kids are going to get a little more rest. What I learned in the couple times I made it to this level was not to overwork them and not to put in too much new. But who do you guys have? Who are you guys going to play next week? And where's that going to be at? Obviously, you don't know yet, but you may have an idea.
Well, Princeton and Mercer are both really good basketball teams, and we're going to go up tomorrow, obviously, and watch that one. I don't know as far as who's going to win the game. You've been there. You try to collect as much film on them as you can before you go down, so you can kind of prepare yourself so that you're not just seeing them for the first time when you go watch them live. And like you said, like today's practice, a lot of individual work, a lot of shooting. Nothing real live where we were beating on each other because it was such a physical and emotional game last night. But we'll go up. We'll see who we play. And the next game is at 8:15 at St. Joe Civic Arena on Tuesday night. So it'll be scouted tomorrow and then watch it right when we get back tomorrow night and watch it Sunday and then prepare for it. You know, get your day of prep Monday.
Hey, Matt, really appreciate the visit. You called us every Friday night. I enjoyed talking to you on the High School Highlights program this week. And, hey, great job this year. Nice win last night as you win a district championship over at Norbert, knock off Southwest Livingston. And good luck in that game next week. Now, do you play Tuesday or Wednesday?
We play Tuesday night.
You play Tuesday night. Okay, Tuesday. Okay, well, listen, thanks again, Matt, and best of luck, and we'll talk again.